this either. I mean, it would be a good compromise if you guys would at least just cross the street.
Test yourself to the holy word.
I don't think we're breaking any laws on a public sidewalk in front of a private institution. We have a right to free speech.
We don't want you to be lost.
We can stand out here. We can do this. We're not in anybody's way. We get out of the way when people come by.
Trusting in false dead man-made religions.
Well, I'm seeing him walking in front of people when they're trying to come in, and he's yelling at them. So that's seen as disruptive and disturbing the peace. So
it's lifting up your voice. I would say if you want to get the cops over here, I'm sure they'll.
I really don't want to make that call because I know that they're gonna hate to get that call. They don't want to do this any more than I do. You two aren't really bothering anybody by just standing here. He's more of an issue, obviously, with yelling at people as they're coming in. That's not okay.
I would say talk to him about it. He knows the law backwards. He's been doing this for 10 years. He hasn't had any problems with the law.
How far has he gotten with doing this?
He got me. Just like a couple months ago, I was at an art fair or like a fair just like this up in Hayward, Wisconsin. I overheard the preaching. I was seeking truth. He got me to dig into the scriptures. And I looked into it and I repented and I came out of the world. So this stuff works. There's sheep out here that need to hear this. And that's why we're out here. We're not here to disrupt. We're here to call those sheep out of the world that need to hear the gospel.
Unless you're born again in holiness, you have no hope of eternal life to come. No matter what type of Christian you are, Roman Catholic, evangelical, a churchgoer, a non-churchgoer, Jesus said in 2 Thessalonians 1, he's coming back. Actually, Paul said it, but it's Jesus' words. He said he's coming back in flaming fire to judge all those that don't know God and don't obey.